Hey, everybody. Donald Trump storms the Bronx. Amazing show of force in the Democrat belly of the beast. Become a member today. If you like our program, want to support what we're doing to reach more young people, it's members.charliekirk.com. We provide exclusive content beyond our daily show, and we defend freedom, fight for Judeo-Christian values every day. That is members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Get involved with Turning Point Action. That's tpaction.com. And come to Detroit, tpaction.com/peoples for the biggest event that we are hosting this summer, tpaction.com/peoples. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
On its face, this election shouldn't be close. If we did our elections where both sides had the same amount of funding, which, by the way, we used to do our elections that way before Barack Obama broke that tradition. Post-Nixon, do you know that every presidential campaign had the same amount of funding until Obama decided to turn that away? Post-Nixon, there was a new law that was passed that you can have taxpayer funding of your presidential election, a campaign. It's around $600 or $700 million. Obama said, no, I think I can raise more than that. And now candidates don't even consider taking what's called the money. McCain did it. Obama did not. On its face, this election shouldn't be close. On one side, you have this joyful, optimistic, forward-thinking agenda about revitalizing the country. On the other side, Joe Biden and the Democrats is one that only cares about ideological revolution, not about the betterment of the citizenry, not about the advancement of the nation, but about a set of very fringe academic radical ideas that are out of the mainstream and actively hurt the everyday American. This is one of the first revolutions where the people trying to take over the country, the regime, actively hate the country they're trying to take over. It's a revolutionary force who despises the nation they seek to rule. It is truly a top-down revolution. Donald Trump is basically on house arrest. It's very difficult for him to be able to go campaign in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia. They're putting him through this Soviet-style show trial as a way to try to humiliate him, hurt his poll numbers, as a way to try to damage his movement. Now, Donald Trump is a master marketer. You could say a lot of things about Trump. He knows how to market. He is, without a doubt, the best-known brand alive globally right now, even more so than Joe Biden. Almost every living, breathing human on planet Earth, even in the back jungles of Brazil, they know the name Donald Trump. So Donald Trump was facing a choice. Do you take it easy and play it easy? Just stay in Trump Tower, do a Truth Social thing here or there, do a couple videos, or do you do something a little ballsy? Do you do something that no candidate has ever done before? For those of you that don't know New York very well, the Bronx is not exactly the safest area. It is the hood of the hood. It is right near Yankee Stadium. It is one of the most dangerous, crime-infested areas of New York. It has been forgotten by AOC, Eric Adams. Donald Trump said, you know what? Let's go do a rally. And not just a rally in the safe area. Let's go do a rally in the Bronx. Now, I want to be very clear. The likelihood of Donald Trump winning New York is very, very, very low. Donald Trump fell 23 points short back in 2020. Their elections are corrupt. They do not have mail-in ballots done the right way. It is a Democrat-controlled mafia. But yesterday is without a doubt one of the best days for President Trump's campaign that we have seen in recent memory. And a terrible, awful day for Joe Biden and the Democrats. I want to play this piece of tape here, and it's one of many that we will play throughout the hour. This is a Black American who says he has immense respect for Donald Trump going into the hood. Play cut 164, please.
What are you here for?
I'm here to watch the Trump gathering rally here.
What do you think about him being here?
I think it's great. I think it's dope. From my generation, from what I know, this is the first time president has actually came to the hood. I know presidents have came to the Bronx before, but we're talking about Woodlawn, Riverdale. He has came to Morrisania, South Bronx, the hood. So I respect that.
Right into the heart of Democrat-occupied territory. Donald Trump was met with a record crowd. When other Democrat politicians go to the Bronx, they don't get a response like this. And the crowd was overwhelmingly Hispanic. It was Black. It was working class, of people of all different backgrounds. And I just kind of love it. The lawfare, they're trying to demoralize Trump, and he goes right into the heart of their constituency. They're trying to take him out of the game. They're trying to remove him from the chessboard. He goes straight into the central nervous system of the Democrat Party, which is minority voters, shaking the matrix. Now, outside of the New York political chances, this was a major and massive viral messaging win. What happened in the Bronx yesterday was a spectacle. Black voters, Hispanic voters, let's play some of that B-roll, please. Giving people the permission to support Donald Trump. Giving people a green light, a license to get behind his candidacy. I want to play this piece of tape here from MSNBC. This is Dasha Burns talking with Black and Hispanic voters. Play cut 173.
Worry you at all?
No, at all. I think he's going to be elected the president because everyone still wants him as the president. So to me, it doesn't matter.
Biden. They have disrespected the people of the city of New York. This was the best city in the world. We're not the Great Apple anymore. We're not the Big Apple. We are the Rotten Apple.
Biden went on the Charlemagne the God show and said, "You ain't Black if you don't vote for him." I'm Black because that's what I was, how I was born and what I am. And Trump is the man that can save this country. Period.
And it wasn't just one person off there. It was a majority-minority audience. Hispanics, Blacks, Asians. That's what you get when you go into the Bronx. You see, the stereotype is Donald Trump does all of his rallies in rural Oklahoma. He does all of his rallies in northern Wisconsin. Look at this. Look at the mix of people. That is not supposed to happen. And Democrats don't know how to spin it. Remember they say Donald Trump is the most racist candidate? He's so racist, then why do so many blacks and Hispanics come out and vote for him? What you are witnessing is potentially a realignment. And what the Bronx rally demonstrated was you use a negative that the enemy has thrown at you, lawfare, and you turn it into a positive. How many times has the media just gone, wow, all these white people at Trump rallies, it doesn't look like America. Well, what do you have to say about this? And this wasn't just a couple hundred people that showed up. This was a sample size of urban America. This is a canary in the coal mine for Democrats that they are going to underperform with Hispanics, underperform with blacks, underperform with Asians, underperform with young people. And look at how many Hasidic Jews are lining up there. I think Donald Trump's going to do better with the Jewish vote. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the Bronx. It's hard to even find an aerial shot of it. And there were still people that were trying to get into the park while Donald Trump was still speaking. Did you notice that Antifa didn't really show up? You know why? Because Antifa's afraid to go to the Bronx. That's why. Because Antifa's a bunch of NYU graduated Fordham alums that are upper middle class white liberals that are afraid of going into the black parts of the Bronx. They're happy to go protest outside of a college campus, but Antifa wouldn't dare go into the Bronx. This is a historic movement and a real movement. And this shows that the polling regarding black and Hispanics going into Donald Trump's category is legit. This was what's called a stress test. If Donald Trump would have done a rally in the Bronx and maybe 100 people show up, imagine the PR loss of that. Donald Trump took a risk. He rolled the dice. He got snake eyes.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner.
Let's think, who is the most popular Democrat? I mean, it's not Joe Biden, obviously. Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom. Can they go to deep red Enid, Oklahoma or Coeur d'Alene, Idaho and draw a crowd like this? That is what is so remarkable here, is that Trump went into the safe haven for the Democrat Party. If I'm a Democrat, these optics are very chilling and scary to me, which, by the way, I believe they're going to do something incredibly dramatic soon, that they're going to act out of desperation. There's going to be something that is going to change the 2024 election. It could be a war. It could be a cyber attack. It could be Antifa trying to go after our critical infrastructure. It could be an attempted assassination. It could be Antifa using drones on our society. It could be something. It could be another pandemic. It could be another disease. This is not going well for the Democrat regime. And it was a little bit of a stress test. Are we really doing well with blacks? Are we really doing better with Hispanics? Yes. Yes. Imagine the faceplant it would have been. Trump announces a rally in the Bronx and a couple hundred people show up. Imagine the humiliation. Imagine if it looked like, and play cut 153, if it looked like this as B-roll, that in New Hampshire, that's New Hampshire yesterday with Joe Biden. Maybe 60 people with a bunch of chairs and desks talking about their feelings and what pronouns they use. That's 30 minutes before Joe Biden is supposed to talk. Contrast that with what we just saw in the Bronx, which is supposed to be the base of the base of the Democrat Party, the most friendly territory. Could Joe Biden go to Midland, Texas and draw a couple hundred people? He would have thousands of protesters. And look at the diversity and the energy and the spirit of what he's drawn. People of all different backgrounds, all races. And that is a perfect picture of our movement. It is not a movement for a specific race. It is not a movement of a specific religion. It is a movement of this country. And the Democrats, they're going to go to very dramatic measures soon. Very soon. If they haven't already tried already. And by the way, what else are they going to try? They're going to try to ratchet up to potential assassination. That's exactly where this is headed. This Trump rally in the heart of the Bronx is a five-alarm fire for them. And Donald Trump was actually not calling for a rally at first. It was more like a meet and greet. But the reaction was so overwhelming and so big, they called it a rally and it overwhelmed the park. The Democrat Party hates America and Joe Biden and the regime hates their voters. You're paying higher in prices. The borders are wide open. They're grooming your children. And Donald Trump, as a speaker last evening, his speech was terrific. You see, if you're in front of a bunch of Hispanic and Black voters, the playbook that the media tells you is you must talk about amnesty and mass immigration. Donald Trump did the opposite. Donald Trump went into the hood and spoke about mass deportations. Play cut 158.
Now, who would let people, seriously, who would let people come from prisons and jails, from mental institutions? They cannot stay. We will immediately begin the largest criminal deportation operation in our country's history because this situation is sustainable by no country. No country can sustain this.
They're chanting, send them back. A Hispanic and Black audience in the Bronx is chanting, send them back. Send them back. Send them back. Mass immigration and cheap money equals populism. It equals a nationalistic revival. And it's so obvious the people coming into our country is just endless criminals. Future welfare cases. Biden is breaking the system and breaking the country. But thankfully, we still have an election that we can win. Donald Trump pitched Hispanic and Black voters on the need for a secure border and mass deportations because those illegal immigrants hurt them the most by depressing wages, crowding, and crime. The crowd loved it and they agreed. He barely mentioned the criminal trial that brought him to New York in the first place. He simultaneously is expanding the tent, politics by addition, without allowing them to brand him a criminal through a sham show trial. Excellent messaging discipline. And I could tell you, this is the viral rally heard around the world. This has Democrat strategists. They didn't sleep well last night. Can Joe Biden draw a crowd like that in the Bronx? I don't think so. Of course not. The tent is expanding.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Did you know that 80% of adults take supplements to feel our best, right? Well, one thing your dog can't do without you is improve their diet or health to feel their best. That is why I believe Rough Greens could dramatically help your best friend by adding what is missing to their diet like you do. Rough Greens is helping thousands and thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog, Mr. Briggs, who loves it. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger and Green Beret, an amazing background. He loves dogs and is on a mission to help as many as he can. Dog food is dead, and Rough Greens supplements your dog's food with existing vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and antioxidants. Dr. Black is offering you a free jumpstart trial bag. So fetch your free jumpstart trial bag. Just cover shipping. Don't change your dog's food. Just go to roughgreens.com/Kirk, RUFFgreens.com/Kirk.
Can we just appreciate for a moment how wild it is that Trump is even still a thing? Let alone the leading contender to become president. After all they've thrown at him, civil suits, impeachments, bogus criminal cases, January 6th, social media bans, he's still here and literally looks stronger than he ever has before. I've been watching Trump rallies now for 9 years. You know, it's going to be 9 years since he went down the golden escalator. I remember that. I saw the first one. I have probably watched over 500 Trump rallies or speeches. I have attended well over 100. And we have hosted at Turning Point well over a dozen. Last night was up there as one of the best speeches he has ever given. I think part of it is kind of the New York energy, to be honest with you. I think he feeds off of the streets. And boy, I can sympathize with that. Before New York became a dystopian hellhole, I used to love to go to New York. It would fire you up. You would get charged up just around the chatter and the energy on the streets. You'd wake up at 7 a.m., walk to all your meetings, do a couple interviews with Fox or Newsmax, and you just didn't need a nap. You just kept going and going and going. You fed off the city. It was almost this perpetual motion machine. And I think that Donald Trump feeds off of that. It's the city that Donald Trump helped build. The city that Donald Trump helped save. Donald Trump helped save the Commodore Hotel and turn into the Grand Hyatt. He helped save the Woman Rink. He christened the New York skyline. After everything they've thrown at him, he looks stronger than ever before. And I think Donald Trump now, and I've said this before, he is bigger than just Donald Trump. Donald Trump is now a symbol. You don't get to choose when you become a symbol. Sometime you just become a symbol. Donald Trump is the symbol for a damaged America. After everything else that we have been through, we can rise again. And I believe one of the silent issues of the 2020 election, of the 2024 election, is how we really haven't recovered morally or spiritually post-COVID. I think one of the silent issues of the 2024 election is we are a damaged, weakened, bruised nation. And we really haven't got our machismo back post-COVID. Our kids are still dealing with a lot of issues. They're more suicidal than ever before. They're more anxious than ever before. They're more depressed than ever before. Our purchasing power is down. We are kind of like an aging, middle-aged male with our sneakers on, kind of watching television all day long, not doing anything, just wondering like, well, what are we going to do with our life? Like, we want to get our vitality back. We want to get our confidence back, and we deserve it. And Donald Trump now represents the country that has been damaged. Because if Donald Trump was a stock, Donald Trump hit his lowest stock point price in January of 2021, after January 6th. They thought it was over. No way you recover from this. And he has inched back and inched back and inched back. And again, it's not over. They're going to throw even more at him, just so we're clear. They are not done with their salvos. They're not done with their artillery shells against our movement. But I just want to appreciate that Donald Trump, his perseverance, his fortitude, his grit, his never surrender spirit, I think that actually mirrors what a lot of Americans feel right now, that we want to be confident and a proud nation again, that we want to love the nation of which you are in. The Democrats are selling bitterness for the nation that they want to govern. I want to play another piece of tape here. It's a remarkable one. Let's play cut 150. Lawrence Jones from Fox News. I've never seen such a diverse group of people. Play cut 150.
Listen, family, it was all worth it. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. I've gone to a lot of Trump rallies. I've gone to a lot of Trump events. I've never seen such a diverse group of people. And when I say Bronx, I'm not talking people pretending to be from the Bronx. They were from the Bronx and they had a lot to say.
What I loved about Trump's speech is he didn't pander. This is a very, very important point. It's so tempting when you go into neighborhoods or areas that are not your typical MAGA rally that you all of a sudden start talking about criminal justice reform or George Floyd. Did Donald Trump do a whole thing? And oh, yes, 4 years ago, George Floyd was wrong. Nope, didn't do any of that. And I understand systemic racism. Nope, didn't do any of that. Instead, he gave a speech that he very well could have given in Alpharetta, Georgia, or a speech he could have given in Columbus, Ohio. He didn't pander. He didn't try to do code switching like Democrats do, where Hillary Clinton talks about how much hot sauce she has in her purse, or when Joe Biden says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And let me just comment on that. That has far deeper reach than I think Democrats realize. That's like a slow burn, but that you ain't black line, I've heard that. And by the way, Dana Burns agrees. She said this. She says, I heard it from 10 or 12 people. That you ain't black line has been kind of a slow chip where Joe Biden said it and it continues. Let's play cut 173.
Worry you at all?
No, at all. I think he's going to be elected the president because everyone still wants him as the president. So to me, it doesn't matter.
Biden, they have disrespected the people of the city of New York. This was the best city in the world. We're not the Great Apple anymore. We're not the Big Apple. We are the Rotten Apple.
Biden went on the Charlemagne the God show and said, you ain't black if you don't vote for him. I'm black because that's what I was, how I was born and what I am. And Trump is the man that can save this country.
It's very telling when you go into the belly of the beast and you're able to draw a crowd like that. The governor of New York says that these are a bunch of clowns. I hope they continue. They say that she says the black and Hispanic voters that show up for the Donald Trump rally are a bunch of clowns. Let's play cut 167. Bronx resident slams Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying she hasn't done anything for the Bronx. Here's just a question. Can AOC draw the same crowd that Donald Trump just did? Yes or no? Can she draw a fraction of what Donald Trump just did? Play cut 167.
Look, AOC, look at the tremendous support for Mr. Donald J. Trump.
You need to tell her then she needs to stay out the Bronx because look at all the people around. Everybody's here for Trump.
I am a Democrat, and I belong here.
And who are you voting for?
Donald J. Trump.
What has AOC done for the Bronx?
She's done nothing for the Bronx.
Nothing. Nothing's changed. Nothing's gotten any better.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Come to the Bronx and let her come among us people that struggle. She doesn't even know what struggle is.
You know, if AOC really wanted to show she owned the Bronx, she should have showed up. She should have showed up and met her voters and took selfies with her constituents. I don't think it would have went well. I don't think AOC walks the streets very much in the Bronx. Does she still even live in the Bronx? She probably has a $10,000 a month condo on the Upper East Side or down in Soho. Because she better represents the voters of upper middle class white liberalism than working class Hispanics and blacks in the Bronx. And let me just comment. Donald Trump's marketing brilliance, these clips are being seen by millions and millions of people. And then it creates bigger rallies and more support. And it gives people permission that it's okay to support Trump. Allegedly, AOC held a counter rally to President Trump in the Bronx and barely anybody showed up. Can we get this clip here? I think like 12 people showed up. Let's play another piece of tape here. Very important one. Blexit activist, Blexit now part of Turning Point USA, talking ahead of Trump's speech. Play cut 169.
Then we have the illegals flooding our borders, coming into our communities, sucking up the resources that we barely have. Why? Why should we allow this to happen? Every last person here needs to rise up and get fighting mad, and make sure that you are registered to vote and go out there and you vote up and down the line, not just the presidency.
Fighting mad. What you are part of, what you in this audience have helped build is a multiracial, multi-ethnic, working class movement that is now bigger than Trump. Trump is the symbol, but the ethos is about revitalization. The mantra, the center is about the resurrection of the country. And I don't use that term lightly because we have been damaged. We have been beat. We've been thrown in the corner. And as Donald Trump is ascendant, he almost mirrors the mantra of the country that we're not dead yet. And if we get our act together, our best days can still be ahead of us. As always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. This is a longer clip, but it's worth it. This was shot by, I believe, the great Savannah Hernandez for Turning Point Action. And it's a black patriot, young lady, who's just meandering to the park. She wasn't attending the rally. She doesn't probably own a MAGA hat. And it is a window into what's happening. This clip shows what is happening on the ground in urban America. And boy, does this spell doom for Democrats in Atlanta, in Milwaukee, in Detroit, in Philadelphia. Play cut 176.
I think you stand with Trump.
Of course. I'm not stupid.
I could tell the minute I saw you, your eyes lit up when you saw the Trump flags. As I told her, you know why you stand with Trump? Because beautiful people stand with Trump.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Huh? It's really good. It's a mocktail. Yeah.
So what was your answer? Why do you stand with Trump?
I stand with Trump because he's basically representing us, and everything that they're doing to him is what they can do to us. And the system is broken, and, you know, he's fighting for us, you know? So I like his policies. I like how he says it like it is, and, you know, and Biden gotta go. I'm sick of him.
And what would you say to a black person that says that you're not black because you're voting for Trump?
Well, then I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm a mother. I care about the future of my child, and I care about policies over, you know, rhetoric.
Well said.
Policies over rhetoric. One more piece of tape here I want to play with the time we have remaining. And I think this is very important. Prep 162, guys, I'm about to call for it. This is a woman who's a Trump hater, hates his personality. This right here is a perfect tape for all of you to take to your family members and friends who say, I can't stand Trump. I can't stand it. This woman is, she deserves to be applauded for her intellectual courage and bravery for prioritizing policies over personality differences. Play cut 162.
Because I am a Democrat. You are a Democrat. I'm registered Democrat.
You were telling me that you're not actually a Trump supporter, but you're here.
Not at all.
Why are you here today?
I'm here because when Trump was president, he was much better. I mean, the world wasn't on fire. Things are getting worse and worse, and more. We're having more. We can end up with World War III with Biden. I think that Trump is gonna make America great again. I mean, even, I'm saying that, you know, even though his personality, like, forget it, he says things that angers me, but his policies were much better, much, much better. I mean, you can't even compare. So, like someone said on the radio, you got to close your nose and dive in, like, just vote for him, even if you don't like him, even if you hate him, he's just going to be better for America.
I love that. Do you know that her vote counts the same as someone who has 5 MAGA hats and goes to every rally? They count exactly the same. Well, they should if our elections are secure and fair. And she says, I'm going to hold my nose. And there's a lot of Americans, millions of whom, that are going to do that. And that's fine. Welcome aboard. I don't care. As long as you vote correctly, a vote is a vote. And there are millions of people that then see that clip. They say, okay, I'm going to do it. It's a high score contest. Who gets the most points? Who has the most ballots successfully counted through the system? And that woman right there is a perfect example of the type of voter we need to win. And she's right. Joe Biden is torching the planet. Wars everywhere you see. The border is completely and totally wide open. We're mounting debt. The economy is trash. Your dollar is worth nothing. They're grooming your kids. Let's realign the country and revitalize it. Despite everything they've thrown at Trump, our movement is stronger than ever. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.